This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Parenting with Passion.
This week on Parenting with Passion, kids all around the state have been sitting their NAPLAN tests, which can be quite a nervous time for parents and for teachers alike. And of course, NAPLAN is still a fairly recent phenomenon in Australia, and it's been, I guess, a little controversial. So today, everything you need to know about NAPLAN and the My Schools website. Marilyn Parker is an education writer. She's got a new book out called My School, which covers all this kind of thing. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi there.
Let's start with the My Schools website, because I guess that's been a fairly change to the education scene. What kind of info is available on the website?
Well, there's quite a lot of information available already, plans to give us more, but there's everything from a school profile through to NAPLAN results and to school finances. And the school profile gives us things like the gender mix at the school, for example, or the number of children, the percentage of children with languages other than English background, percentage of Indigenous children, things like that. So there's a lot of information available on the site, and just about all of it is useful to parents.
Okay. Well, what about these sort of ideas about the social educational advantage and the number of children from non-English speaking backgrounds? Why is that important?
Yes. Well, for the site, there's been a special measure created called the Index of Community Socio-Educational Advantage, a big mouthful, that we call the ICSEA. That has been created specially for the site, and it's quite a brilliant idea. It's an attempt, and a pretty good one, to measure the socio-educational advantage of a whole school. So we know that the socioeconomic advantage of a single child has the most bearing on how successful they will be at school. And so this is an attempt to measure the socioeconomic